For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Beloved, we minister the gospel to the world in his love. He loves lost, dead sinners just like us. And we, in his love, also love them. In the sacrificial love he loved us with when on the cross, and in his resurrection, we, his bride, his church, his beloved, undeserving at the time, having nothing of our own God could accept, but being made holy through Jesus, demonstrate his love through us by telling the world the truth of Christ in us, the only hope of life, now and forever. This is a message that God has conceived, and that convicted sinners will hear. We are not good, nor are we perfect Christians. There are none this side of heaven. But we seek his will to be ours daily, and our sins we hate. And though sin is fixed in our human nature, we seek deliverance from daily, that God in us be first, his light and his life constant in us and out from us to the world in his love. In this dark place that we travel through, this graveyard of no returns, beloved, yet our sin nature is always tempted, but we resist in him and obey our Lord. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. And this is my commandment, said the Lord, that you love one another as I have loved you. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God. And everyone that loves is born of God and knows God. And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. For God is love, and he that lives in love lives in God, and God in him.